This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by the Canadian Boreal Initiative, advancing conservation to create sustainable solutions for our boreal forest.
Hello, I'm Brian Wright McLeod, and welcome to Heart of Our Nation here on Nation Talk. I've got a double header for you today with two short pieces. The first interview is with former Chiefs of Ontario Gord Peters, who talks about political initiatives and insights into the process towards establishing Indigenous sovereignty.
This model, we can use the model like the legislation C-52 from Penner's Day. Those are all things that our people rejected.
So do you see our people moving away from any of that awareness with all entrepreneurship, getting into voting foreign elections as I see them on our land? Do you see any kind of hope for the future at all with an awareness like you have?
I think our biggest problem is that we don't know our own history. When we became disempowered through the Indian Act, the Indian Agent, and all the other process that they created, we stopped being able to be critical thinkers about what we wanted in our lives. Residential school has done massive harm to our world, as well as the 60s scoop and the continued work of CAS and the Millennium Scoop that's going on. We have to revert back and to start talking in our communities again about who are we? What's our identity? And if we believe that identity is what we want to be able to achieve, then we have to work at that identity. And then we have to be able to start to bridge gaps that are there right now. We have been in a place where this government of Canada has done everything in their power to cut the link between our lands, our resources, our history, our culture, and our languages. We have to fight to get that back if we want to be able to stand on our own as Indigenous people.
What do you see as an appropriate strategy to bring everybody back into that circle?
I don't think there's going to be an appropriate strategy until we have an honest discussion about where we stand. You have so many people now that run out and vote in federal and provincial elections. You have people who get involved in all aspects of government and in all other places. I think we have to have an honest view of what our vision is about where we want to be. Canada's vision's on the table. What's ours?
Any last words for the listeners? Any message?
I think our message is pretty clear in our discussions that we've had, that there is a lot of work to do, but it has to be generated information and it has to be top down. We can't allow any longer this government to work with agencies like AFN or Chiefs of Ontario or even AIAI, for that matter of fact, because what it does then, it prevents them from having to deal with communities directly.
But how do you do that when they supply most of the funding for these agencies to exist?
Well, I think we're past that stage. We put AFN into place in 1982, I think it was 81 or 82, after the National Indian Brotherhood. And I think that people right now, a lot of people have their own policy analysts, a lot of people have their own lawyers, they have all those things that they require. That was really what we wanted AFN to do. We didn't want AFN to work with the government, try to manufacture consent on our behalf. That wasn't their goal. Their goal was to open a door so our communities could go through. So now it becomes our responsibility to be able to correct AFN, and if AFN in its present form doesn't meet our needs, then we have to alter that so it does meet our needs.
All right, thank you.
The Bibles in their hands. Here come the men of the heart attack destiny. Here come the men again. Here come machines, huge horses made of steel. Here come demand for the ground beneath our feet. Here come disease and the violence you'll prick us with. Here come machines, man-made machines. We just want to be. Just want to be alone. We just want to be left alone. We just want. joy of children. I want to live in this sacred place. I don't expect you to understand, just respect. I want to breathe without the smoke of motors. I want to hear beyond the sound of you. I want to walk on the ground my father walked. Father. There go the tracks of the warrior yesterday. There go the tracks of the one who led us here. There goes belief in the promises repeated here. There go the tracks. There go the tracks. We just want to be alone. We just want to be alone. We just want to be left alone. We just want.
That was Randy Black with a song for Leonard Peltier. Coming up, a poetic piece by native poet Christos about cultural appropriation by New Age author Lynn Andrews. And I'll end this segment with the song by Redbone called Where Is Your Heart? Miigwech, and thank you for joining me, Brian Wright McLeod, here on Heart of Our Nation on Nation Talk. Thanks for tuning in.
My dear friend Two Feathers mentioned the unmentionable Miss Andrews. I want you all to know that she has made more money and sold more books than all of the native authors in the United States and Canada put together. That's very important for you to understand. The woman has an incredible car and thug bodyguards, and every time she has been confronted by native women, she goes by with these thugs and escapes. What she has started to do is when she advertises these obnoxious things. She did one in Seattle called a Shamanistic Weekend, which as a person who values words was absolutely obnoxious to me. You cannot, absolutely cannot understand how to be a holy person in a weekend, not even if you drink instant coffee. She charged people $395 a piece for this obscenity, which goes against every spiritual teaching of all the nations on this continent, which is that spirituality is not to be sold. It's wrong to sell sweet grass, it's wrong to sell sage, it's wrong to sell pipe, it's wrong to sell drums, it is wrong to sell spirituality. We had to call New York to find out where she was going to be, because she does not put the location anymore of where she's going to be on her poster. She just says, send $395 and somebody will call you. I'm convinced she's backed by the mafia. Great way to launder money.
What's her name?
Lynn Andrews. She's written about 7 books, and she's managed now to rip off every culture. She did the Tibetans. If you know anything about native culture, her books are really obnoxious. She does things like having a Cree woman speak Lakota. The only book of hers I actually read until like the 10th page. She has herself as a strange person driving into this woman's camp, and the woman saying to her, here, slaughter this deer. Now, food is very, very sacred to us, and you don't slaughter any animal without saying the proper prayers. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. And no Indian person in the world would ask someone they had never met before to slaughter an animal. It's just not right. So I threw the book across the room at that. I actually haven't read the rest of her books, but I know from just that she's a very dangerous person. Well, we went to boycott this thing at the Red Lion Inn, and I called New York to find out where it was. The part that broke my heart was the women who came, little children, and they were very sincere. And I hated her so much for exploiting those innocent people who don't know any better. So I have been silent about her for over 10 years because it's not right. right to trash somebody. But I finally got so pissed off, I wrote this poem. And then later I dedicated it to Muriel Miguel in Spider-Woman Theater, which if you ever get a chance, you should see Spider-Woman Theater. They're Native women, and they're just marvelous. The best thing in the world. So this is one of the many forms of genocide we face. Shame on fake shaman. Give me some money, I'll make you a Catholic priest in a week. A couple of thousand, I'll name you Pope of our crystal breakfast cereal circle of healers. Give me some money, you'll be free. Give me some money, you'll be whole. Give me some money, you'll be right with past lives zooming by your door. Steal from anybody to make a paste-up, tacked-on, holy cat box of nothing. I tell you I'm sincere, and that excuses everything. I'm a sincere thief, a sincere rapist, a sincere killer. My heart is pure, my head is fuzzy. Give me some money and you'll be clear. Your pockets will be anyhow. Give me a dime, I'll erase your crime. Give me a dollar, give me a 10, give me a 1,000. Fastest growing business in America is shame men, shame women. You could have a sweat same as you took Manhattan. You could initiate people same as into the Elks with a bit of light around your head and some Indian jewelry from Hong Kong. Why, you're all set. Come on now, take something more that doesn't belong to you. Come on and take. That's what you know best. White tape, red turns away. Listen, I've got a whole bunch of holy underpants you could use in a ceremony you can make up yourself. Be a born-again Indian, it's easy. You want to buy spiritual enlightenment, we got plenty. And if you act today, we'll throw in 4 free 100-watt light bulbs so you can have your own private halo. What did you say? You met Lynn Andrews in person? That woman ought to be in a bitter herb stew. I'll sell you lies, half price, better than hers. America is starving to death for spiritual meaning. The price you pay for taking everything, it's the price you pay for buying everything. It's the price you pay for loving your stuff more than life. Everything goes on without you. You can't hear the grass breathe because you're too busy talking about being an Indian holy woman 200 years ago. It must stink if you didn't let go. The wind doesn't want to talk to you because you're always right, even when you don't know what you're talking about. We've been polite for 500 years and you still don't get it. Take nothing you cannot return. Give to others. Give more. Walk quietly. Do what needs to be done. Give thanks for your life. Respect all beings. Simple, and it doesn't cost a penny.
Dogwood.